From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, mixed signals on the economy, but a rosy job picture for college grads.
First, the lead, the chief of the Central Intelligence Agency, Porter Goss, is out. He announced his resignation today after a tumultuous year leading the agency. President Bush said this at the White House.
You know, Porter's tenure at the CIA was one of transition, where he's helped this agency become integrated into the intelligence community, and that was a tough job, and he's led ably. He's got a five-year plan to increase the number of analysts and operatives, which is going to help make this country a safer place and help us win the war on terror.
Porter Goss had been President Bush's pick to run the CIA and a controversial one. Joining us is NPR intelligence correspondent Mary Louise Kelly. Mary Louise, this is quite a surprise.
Yes and no. The timing is certainly a surprise. I think it's catching everyone off guard today. But the fact that Mr. Goss is leaving, not so much. This has been rumored to have been in the works for months. In fact, almost since the day that Porter Goss first crossed the threshold as chief of the CIA about a year and a half ago, there has been speculation that he may not be long for this job. I remember almost a year ago, last summer, when it was widely rumored that any day now, he's going to go. He stuck it out, but here we are now in May 2006, and yes, he's just announced his resignation.
Well, he has reportedly had trouble getting along with longtime CIA officers from the beginning. He actually got rid of many of them, brought in other people. Is this it? Is this just a relationship problem for him?
I think that's certainly been a large problem for him, and it may have started to seem clear it would be one that he was not going to be able to surmount. He came in, and within weeks of his arriving on the job back in fall of 2004, a number of senior officials quit, as you say. A number were fired. Overall, in total, I think we're talking about dozens and dozens of very experienced CIA officials, top-level spies, left the agency. And there was a very real sense within the agency that Porter Goss did not get the culture there, that he was creating change for change's sake, that he was, in fact, weakening the CIA instead of strengthening it. Mr. Goss would, of course, argue otherwise. But I think the sense in recent months has been morale there reached such a low point, such an ebb, that it may have started to become clear, perhaps to Mr. Goss himself, that the best way forward for that agency was he's gone through, he's made the changes he was going to make, now get out and let somebody come in who's going to be able to sweep up behind him.
Just most recently, the CIA has pledged to get tough with people within the agency who leak information to the press, get tough in a way that's drawn a lot of attention and criticism for Porter Goss. Is this a factor here?
It's certainly been another issue that Mr. Goss has had to deal with. There's been a lot of criticism both from inside the CIA and from observers outside saying, why are we focusing so much attention on a couple of these leaks when you have all of these much bigger structural problems to deal with? And are you, in fact, undermining the confidence of your staff at the CIA by doing, you know, lie detector tests and really pursuing a very aggressive, by all accounts, investigation within the agency? I suspect that's not what led to this particular resignation, though. My guess from having tracked the CIA during this period is that Mr. Goss, from the day he took this job, he was in charge of the entire U.S. intelligence system. After he took the job as CIA chief and director of Central Intelligence, we had a massive intelligence reform. John Negroponte was installed above Mr. Goss as head of all U.S. intelligence agencies. Mr. Goss was effectively demoted. He lost his position as the president's daily briefer. He lost his position as head of all U.S. intelligence and became just the CIA chief. It's not clear whether Mr. Goss would have liked to ascend to that higher job that Mr. Negroponte got, but by many accounts of those close to him, he would have liked it. And he's never been happy with the situation as it turned out for him.
We'll see what develops. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR intelligence correspondent. Thanks, Mary Louise.
You're welcome, Alex.